welcome back to another episode of the TRSF podcast. We've got a new friend of the family.
Hey, hey.
Kind of the family.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's new. I'd say he's probably one of the oldest.
Indeed. Actually,
probably the oldest. Yeah, number one on the list, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Bit of a brag there.
Employee
number
one.
But Zim, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Zim. Well, I am the CEO of the TRSF and... yeah, that's about it, really.
How can people find you on social?
You can find me on Z33MA.
This is a big moment because a lot of people...
You've just messed up your Instagram already. Zima?
I apologize.
Zima?
Who is Zima?
I don't know. Keep it going.
To be fair.
Just keep it going.
Who is Zim? I was about to say, this is a moment because I've been asked for a long time. People have asked me if you're real.
Yeah, the emoji face kind of is me. But yeah, I am real.
So this will be the first time anyone's really seen your face.
If it's not edited, yes, this would be the first time everyone sees it.
He edits it?
Yeah.
So if you guys are watching this and there's like a blur over his face,
you know exactly why. I apologize for that. This is a big moment. I think as part of the family, not many people have seen my face, yet we talk every single day. So seeing my face might be a novelty. I've had one point where someone was asking me, it's like, hey, so you're part of the TRSF? I was like, yeah. So what do you do? Who are you? And I was like, just someone who's in the background.
Just do something or another. He's the tech guy and he kind of manages this and that.
And then I was like, are you Zim? Are you Zim? Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah.
The infamous Zim.
He's in a white jacket in a bunker.
Yeah, basically. Sometimes it feels like that.
If you look at his Instagram or really anything, there's no photos of Zim online anywhere.
No.
If you look on his profile picture, he's got an emoji with a zip across the face, which kind of gives you an idea of how...
Vaguely on that. Yeah. Now, that was Casper's idea. This whole idea of being elusive was Casper's idea. It happened when we went to Crepe City the first time, and he was like, you know what would be a great idea a year or two from now? We'll just make a big insight on who this is and how it happened. But right now, I'm just going to put emoji face on you. I was like,
wait,
that's a good idea.
Hold on. We've actually self-fulfilled that without realizing.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Because that actually is, we're what, a year and a half in?
A year and a half in. And that's hilarious. Exactly what Casper said. So
that's incredible.
There you go. And that's how it started.
Yeah.
And then I just became the elusive one. But then again, I had to compete between Casper and French. So they're basically two big personalities. And I just let them just go around and talk and I'll just do whatever to the best. You know, it's hard to fight with those two and they fight against each other all the time. It was fun days I've had with those two.
Should we do the Instagram introductions?
I'm Sneakers John, in case you guys didn't know. Sneakers J-O-N. I don't know why people are H-ing my name. I hate it. Oh my god, you're gonna believe this. I was at a funeral not that long ago, a family funeral for my uncle, and they spelled my name wrong in the program. Oh my guys, I'm family.
Family.
They put an H in my name.
That's
so I don't know, maybe
insane.
They like told it to someone who was making
To be
the
fair, you're the only J-O-N I know.
Jonathan Ross.
No.
He's a Jonathan. You don't go by Jonathan. Like a Jonathan though.
No, but it's still J-O-N when in the real world.
Mr. John.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm Leon Avery, otherwise known as not Leon Avery. That might be a little confusing.
I enjoy the irony every time.
And I'm JP.Kicks10, otherwise known as JP Kicks.
And he actually messed up his Instagram handle the other week.
He did. I got confused.
Got that
just like I did.
Just like Zim did over there. It's just
it's
like
a rite of passage, really. So it's Z33M, and that's my Instagram handle. You can find me on there.
Whenever I do something embarrassing, I think about it for 8 years.
Yeah.
So it's going to keep coming back to you every now and then.
Yeah.
Just like me saying Franklin's last name wrong. I'm still
Baoteng.
I'm from Ghana. I think my own people's name's wrong.
Shocking.
But we wanted to kind of talk a bit more about the start of TRSF. And you are employee number one, as you said. So how did we all come together?
So I knew French for a very long time. We used to work together for a short period of time. Short being about 2 or 3 years. And then he moved on to do his little thing. And every now and then he would hit me up when he had techie problems. It's like, my Mac doesn't work or this doesn't work. And this is before
your
we...
Basically
he's like an annoying relative.
He was. And then it came to a point where we slowly started understanding that we both were interested in kicks. So, and we were like, oh, I've got this. And I was trying to hunt for Sean's my size because I ended up getting the wrong size. And he got one. It's like, I wear them all the time. So I was like, oh, damn you.
Yeah.
And then I went on holiday and we started messaging each other and I came back from holiday and this has happened around the time of the Adidas event that Offspring did, the first one.
So this was like 2018?
About 2018. So it was the first one that came in and I think he met, and I missed that because on holiday, but he met like a whole bunch of you guys over there. And then I think the next day, a Monday, I just get my Instagram, which is DMs everywhere. He started adding just random people on Instagram and created this massive group. And I was like, no, this is not happening. Yeah, this is not happening. I was like, and there was about, I would say, 20, 30 people talking. And you can't do that on Instagram. It's not the right platform for it. So I was like, you know what? I've got a better idea. Let's see what we can do. And I think within a couple of hours, we set up the Slack. We opened up the Slack. We had a little link that everyone could use. We sent it into that Instagram chat, and everyone started signing up. And you got all these people signing up onto the Slack. And it just started going. And it was like 10 people, 20 people, then 30 people. And then it was like, come to a point, oh, I know this guy who doesn't get to talk much about trainers. He would really love to be in. Can I send it to him? I was like, yeah, sure. And we just opened it up. It's like free fall, wild, wild west there. I think it happened
about... Imagine what it must have been like then.
Well,
it was insane.
I joined in on like, it was about 2 weeks in. And that was Terrell had contacted me. He literally had just sent me a message because I posted something about AMX once. And he was just like, oh, I've got a little something for you. And I just got an email come through. And that was it. And I just went, okay, what's a Slack?
I think majority of people were like, what a Slack? And a Slack is...
I use it for work.
Yeah, basically I use it for work as well. So it was a better way to kind of communicate what we were trying to do and a better platform than Instagram. So it started from there.
But just to interject at that point, what was it we were trying to do at that point?
To be honest, I think at that point was
just
trying to get
people. Just collect friends.
Like, you know what? I think it was at one point trying to help him collect friends. But then once we got into everyone jumping in there, we realized, I quickly realized that there is something. Yeah, you know, we've been put to do something. There's not many times that you get a chance to get a whole group of people with the same idea and the same passion to try and get to somewhere. And then you find out that, okay, we're on a wave, yeah? Let's see what happens. And then a day or two later, it's like, okay, Instagram. We need to set up an Instagram because that we met through everyone on Instagram. And then we created an Instagram. Slightly going back, we went through a few name changes before we got to the Real Cell Family.
I'm interested to hear what this is.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna save that one for the 100th episode on the two name changes.
There were two name changes. How did we come at the Real Cell Family?
The two name changes we decided were really bad names. we would probably have a court case right now. So I was like, we can't use this, even though we started on there. We can't use it. So we had to go back and we're like, oh, the Soul Family, what do we do? Do we like the Soul Family? And we came to voting. Soul Family was the one we wanted. But interesting enough, there's a charity called the Soul Family. And it's I think it's based up in Asia where they actually give shoes to underprivileged.
So we're the Real Soul Family. So what do we give the underprivileged?
Underprivileged, like Instagram and stuff. So
we need to start giving people shoes.
Yeah, we need to.
I mean, we've done it. I think we've given away four or five pairs now just on the Soul Family, not the Real Soul Family. Yep. I just wanted to give a quick shout out to Resoul CIC.
He's a
good friend of the family. For those who don't know, he's a charity that gives used shoes to the homeless, to London's homeless.
We've done a few collections for him.
Yeah. And it's when we say used shoes, we're not talking stuff with holes in. You know, people from all over come and donate their pairs to him. They're all in good nick, and he'll post about, you know, him going around and getting some heat on feet. But yeah, it's really good. I just thought to mention
it.
It makes sense.
So we decided on the Real Soul Family, and we set up a domain name, we set up email accounts, we set up the Instagram, and then we just started getting people
together.
And this
was in the first week?
This was within 3 days. All this happened within 3 to 4 days. And when I mean, it was a wave and it was a rush. At that point, when you would go on the Slack, there would be 500, 600, 700 messages. That within an hour or within 2 hours, everyone was on that same wave. Because it was something new, it was something different. Yeah. And it was people that understood you as a culture.
It was just after the event, right?
It was just after the event, yeah.
And that buzz around.
And everyone was just jumping. And you wanted to be part of the Slack. People's battery was dying. You know, anyone new that came in, the first advice people would give is, I hope you got, you know, a spare battery because this is intense.
And data.
Yeah. A couple of people did run out of data in the first week or two. So we set up Instagram, and Casper was like, I need to do Instagram. And he said, Instagram.
How did Casper get involved?
So Casper came in day two or day three, and he came with his wild ideas.
How did you meet him?
I went to collect some blazers. I went to go collect some blazers from Offspring, and this was Casper.
Is it the Off-Whites?
The Off-Whites. And he came in. I was like, this is Casper. And I looked at him, and the minute I looked at him, I was like, yeah, Casper.
you kind of get the idea of what kind of person he is.
Instant legend. And then he got chatting. He was like, his mind was moving like 1,000 miles an hour. He saw potential as well into it. So he'd always hit me up with different ideas. Even in the first week, you would like, oh, we can do this, we can do this. I was like, okay, cool. Let's see what we can do. We then set up a small like management type of admin group, so to speak, within the Slack to say, okay, you guys are now just watch how things go. And everyone behaved, so to speak, in the first 2 weeks. And then it came to a point like every tech and every startup for two weeks.
And, you shove 200 people into a room after 2 weeks.
After 2 weeks, it's like people go stir crazy, and then, moments. So I think after that, the 2 weeks, we started like, you know, we need to open this up. We need to get more people in. I think at that point, we had about 40 or 50 people in. And in order to make this into something, we need to be more inclusive. So then we started opening it up, and we had the first wave of people coming through Instagram. Then Casper was in charge of that. And then he picked like 5 or 6 people, which are still here. And we added, just kept on adding to the Slack group. In the sideways, we had ideas for the Instagram, and you know, people were jumping on Instagram. We had so many reposts and likes, and you know, we went to literally 0 to 1,000 followers within a week.
Yeah, it was those early like meetup shots that no one was really doing.
Yeah,
no one. Big groups of people with their bags, with their pairs.
Yeah, so we started something. I wouldn't say we're the first. I'm sure there were other people, but we started doing it with a bit more pizzazz, so to speak, kind of like throwing it out there and having the whole weight of the 50, 60 people we had behind us, liking it, posting it. So it just gained traction. And everybody wanted that. And, you know, from that, we had different other communities spring up. And then you have, like, you know, the Sneaker Illuminati, and you got all the others, one that's in the background as well, which is great. The more of us, it's an inclusive culture. You know, there's not one and only one. So we like the idea of other people doing their own thing in their own small groups.
All over the country.
Yeah. And like I say, for us, doors are always open. There's always going to be people coming in and people coming out of the Slack. Slack is just a small community that we have within the bigger Real Soul family. You know, to be part of the Slack is to be part of the... People say inner circle, but it's not really inner circle.
It's just the people that can be bothered to put up with the chicanery that goes on.
I mean, yeah. I feel like I was part of TRSF before I even got involved in Slack at all.
Yeah.
Like I didn't, I think French added me to it, or you added me to it, and I didn't even open Slack or add it to my my work Slack.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't want this shit at work. about sneakers. I'm already thinking about them anyway. But yeah, I don't think you need to be part of the Slack at all to be part of the family. I don't think that's not at all. Some people have that perception.
Yeah.
I think it's a good medium for us to be able to put out sort of internal messages and coordinate stuff. A lot of people use it as a personal forum, to be honest.
The size of Chris thing, you know, when we're trying to get pickups, it's a really good place to say, I need a size 8, can anyone help?
A lot of people don't know about the Slack, though.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when I joined the sort of thing, and I was much later than you guys, like, I didn't have a clue what I was joining into. Until it all happened, I was like, oh, there's this thing called Slack. Like, what is this?
Fast forward a year and a half. I mean, now we're kind of using it as... I mean, we're trying to... Because of sort of the personal stuff that gets discussed in there, or the added advantage of being within the Slack to be able to find certain pairs for retail or other sort of swaps and things like that, a lot of people want to squeeze into it. But because of that... We kind of have to keep it fairly vetted, fairly limited, because we don't want to give out access to the 300 people who want to come into it if 100 of them are going to try and use it for evil.
Resellers. In the initial
days, I think there was a few that got in the first wave. Yeah. And we had kind of internal investigations, in our little Sherlock Holmes, and we're like... yeah, these guys are resellers, and you know, we had to say goodbye because, you know, it doesn't fit in our ethos that we were trying to gain across.
If people want to resell, they can do their thing.
They can do their thing.
What we're trying to do is help other people get pairs.
Yeah. Growth is important. Yeah. I think if you look, because Zimlab, we can see the logs of who's come and went, and I think we've probably got rid of more people than have stayed in, because growth is important to us, but it's also the integrity of the sort of the goodwill nature that some people were actually sharing in there. I know pretty much everyone in that group will have at least one story where somebody has proxied them something or got them something for retail. And there's no gain to that person other than just sort of...
I mean, there's some real stars in the world. Like Colorblind goes out of his way above and beyond.
So that's Colorblind Kicks on Insta. Yeah.
Conway's the same. Yeah, Conway, Chip. Chip doesn't buy any Nike, so he's
I'll help you. Yeah.
If we keep listing names, Zim's gonna have to add in like 10 Instagram handles.
Please don't have
more. But we are really fortunate to have a lot of people in the family in the Slack that do look out for others, and I think that's the ethos that we're trying to protect from having people who are just getting in there to take advantage. And I think that's really not fair. Which is why we're quite strict.
For those who don't know, Zim actually does some of the editing for the podcast that you've been watching.
It's fun. Yeah. So that's why, you know, when I look at it,
I have to watch every single,
like multiple times just to kind of get the right images across.
Yeah.
Then I hit people up. It's like, what were you talking about? Which shoe was it? And, you know, eventually she will come to me. I just guess it. I'm like, yeah, that kind of looks like the one you're talking about. So
I think maybe it's a good point to really talk about why we even started the podcast. Like, what was the thinking behind that? It wasn't my idea.
I think that is just JP and Avery, really. And then I came into it. It's like, you guys, do you want to do this? It's like, you know what? I have trust in you. Go make it happen. And look where we are. Wow.
I think while some evidence of the pilot episode has been effectively scrubbed from the internet,
it has.
It did actually start in Casper's flat. I know, John, you were there for that first episode. I think it was filmed over the course of like 5 hours. People came and went, and it was cut. I think it was like a 2 hour long episode. It was a bit all over the place. You know, maybe eventually we'll bring it back, but it wasn't the best for like. Look at LaunchPod Studios and you look at kind of what we put out that first time, it was a bit different. I think in terms of starting this podcast up, it was something that I always wanted to get going again with Casper. And basically every time that it got discussed, it was people weren't as eager to jump onto it.
They were scarred.
Yeah. So it was kind of, you know, people wanted to come onto something, but they wanted it to be, you know, a bit more respected in the opinions. Yeah. They wanted it to be not just one person talking the whole time and just something a bit more formatted.
More of a discussion.
That looks a bit better. And that's something that I wanted to do with Casper, and we had kind of gone through the motions, I think, like 4 times before, unfortunately, you know, when we came round to sort of January time, I saw on Mr. Jamie's Instagram, he had actually put up a story of this studio, and I basically shot him message within like 2 minutes, right?
And it was interesting because my good friend James at LaunchPods, and that's why we're all here today with his help,
he made this shit.
It's crazy. Yeah.
And he said, you got to come down, you got to see what I'm doing. He goes, you and your sneakers, you're going to love it, it's all for you. So I came down, came with a couple of pairs of sneakers, and I walked in here, I was like, wow.
Yeah,
this will work.
It is impressive.
I need to get to my Instagram, and I just need to put a little picture up, a little video. I don't know what I'm thinking then. Am I going to create my own channel? I was thinking about you guys, but I'm still quite new to you lot. I don't know, about a year now.
We're getting there,
We're getting there, but I was still, you know, I don't want to start... You know,
I've found girlfriends quicker than that. So. Yeah. 2 days, I love you.
Okay, a bit of a flex there, John. But
the next thing I know, I'll put him in my DMs. Slide.
Is there something you guys
want to
tell us?
That's just a moment.
Well,
actually, he goes, "What's this all about?" And I'm like, "The fact that you just said it to me, I was like, well, this is for us."
I was just like, "Dude, let's go."
This happened. And what, literally, the next...
It was 3 days. It was 3 days. It was 3 days.
Initially, we were saying, oh, maybe it's too soon. I was like, fuck it. We did much worse
with much less.
Yeah.
And we couldn't do that bad with this setup. We just couldn't.
I was in Chroma for the new year when we actually saw it. And I think I screenshotted it and I sent it to you.
Yeah.
And I was just like, look at Jamie's story.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, have you seen this shit?
Yeah.
And instantly it was like, yeah, Jamie, we need to get involved. That's and it. then... It was we came in and we were actually launch pods, the sort of trial run, yeah. Guinea pigs. We were the first people to come in, and
it's going well.
It's definitely going well. Yes.
You know what it is? It's the passion that I had for it. This is kind of me. I'm in the events industry. You know, I've been in front and behind the camera before, so it was like, you know, if I can now bring this into my passion and hobby for sneakers, here we are.
Yeah, and I want to give a quick thanks to the people that actually did come down for that first episode. So
yeah,
that would
definitely.
Be myself, John, Jamie, Alanya, yeah. Deems, and Chip. Please don't let me say I've forgotten anybody in that.
No, you did for
but
that first one.
For that, no, first, that, first, that first group were the people that sort of actually jumped went ahead it, yeah. and jumped on it. And a lot of people had basically cancelled or turned down for doing it for the first time.
If
and
I mean,
now
it
that it's up and running... People want to be involved.
I think
and
it's a thing to like put yourself out there.
Yeah,
like a lot
definitely.
Of people, I might come across as quite comfortable on the microphone.
No. I think but, like you and I, it's kind of a natural thing in our lives. But
yeah, it's
like
what I do.
A lot of others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I get why some people are hesitant. But at the same time, the way I look at it, like since we've started, I've had a lot of people ask me questions like, how did you get it off the ground? Like, do you have any tips? One of the things I think that helps is, one, we genuinely love the subject.
We do.
We're talking to people we know, we're interested in, about things that we're fascinated about. It's a curiosity.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we're having a conversation.
Yeah.
And we do this in the pub, on DMs, on Twitter, yep. on WhatsApp, on Instagram, anyway. Mm-hmm. So we just put microphones in front of our faces.
And
that's literally the difference.
It's working well.
It's no more than that.
And I'm loving that we're getting the guests on. I'm loving that we're getting all members of the family on, coming in, week out. It's just nice. And now I look back when I'm not on the episodes and watching it, and I'm loving that aspect of it all.
So. It's a lot easier to watch something when it's not you.
I can't stand the sound of my voice. I hate it.
Yeah. Well, that's a shame because I've got you on like every single one so far. But yeah, it's basically been the brainchild of the people that first came in and just a whole load of organisation from John and myself.
We hope you guys are enjoying it.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the most important thing.
Because we forget you're there sometimes.
Yeah. You've only got one watcher, though, it's fine.
Yeah, no, yeah, there is
I just
thank you
at home.
Thank you to that
thank
one
you.
Guy.
Thanks,
Mum. Please like, subscribe, comment, share.
So how did you get involved in the family?
I'm not going to tell my age. I'm 39.
Okay.
I'm 39. So I'm a bit older than some in the family, and I've been into my sneakers for many, many years, but I wouldn't say I've been collecting for so long. And with Instagram, you start to see this whole sneakers world. And I was getting attached to it, and I started to get a few bits and pieces. But kind of my whole Instagram account was very work-based, and I didn't want to kind of mix the two. And I started to see all these other accounts, and I wanted a place where I could kind of show my kicks and stuff. Started my Instagram account, then saw the Real Soul Family through all of that. I was like, this is quite a cool thing. I quite like this. You know, Saturday afternoons, meet-ups. You know, this is me, you know, meeting new people. And I'm at an age where a lot of my friends are now married with kids.
Yeah.
So I was kind of, you know, I need a bit something
Losers.
To do with it in my spare
yeah.
time. You know, see who else has got this mad hobby that I've got. And that's where it all came about. And I think I DM'd the Real Soul Family, must have been about a year ago, just asking what the deal is. You guys said, oh, well, you know, do meetups. We're doing a photo shoot, I think it was, in London one day. I couldn't get down to it that day. And then the next thing I know, a week later or something, you started putting out a application forms and saying, who wants to be involved? And I sent off an application.
This was in like May 2019.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's coming up to a year, give or take.
Yeah, because I mean, I only really started being involved heavily in like February 2019. I joined in like October. And I was kind of like a pest to Zim between between like October to like January time.
Yeah, you were running everything from May then.
Well, you know, I think we're all very heavily involved with it. But just in terms of the bringing onboarding.
Yeah.
Of bringing new people in, I was trying to get that off the ground. We'd had a few scares in the early days where, you know, that we'd found out things about certain people that we'd need to cull. And we have, I think it was in like January or something, there was like a Thanos snap that
yes,
we got rid of like half
snap.
The group. It was just getting rid of like inactive people.
Inactive
We've tried
people,
to keep
yeah.
it to like core people who are going to come on the podcast and like actually, you know, rep the fam, and we're pushing that hard. And I think in February, I started getting involved in that aspect.
Yeah.
And how did you meet? Like, who did you meet to come in?
Terrell just shot me a DM back in October. I didn't actually make a meet until like December time of like 2018. I can't remember what it was for, but I basically I turned up and I just started saying hello to everybody. And then because by that point I'd already been speaking to them for like 2 months, like every day. And this thing is like so all encompassing that it kind of takes up your whole life. Like even though I'm at work, I've got like a wireless charger and I've got my phone out and it's just like all the messages going past.
Constant.
It's kind of like another whole world. But what's mad sitting here today, listening to your story about how it all started, was I was at that community event. That was the one in Shoreditch.
The one in Shoreditch.
And I went with a friend of mine and, you know, we just, you know, we weren't part of anything. You know, we just loved our sneakers. We went down, the two of us. And when I looked at, I think, you lot, it was like, oh, who are these guys sort of thing, you know? It's like, it looks like they've been going around for years.
That was day one. It isn't. We would have been four.
That was the prequel. And it wasn't even that long ago, Lewis.
It wasn't. We literally started from nothing to where we are. And majority of the friendships that we have with all of you guys, it just happened through the Real Soul family.
It's grown very, very quickly.
It has. And, you know, not many people come into that with extra like baggage itself. They come in there, they are themselves, and they grow in this the Real Soul family. And yeah, we talk about our passion and trainers and that, but it's also more than that. You know, we support everyone's high. We're there with for everyone's low as well. You know, we want to push people's passions, whether it's within the Real Soul family or whether it's a new job or whether it's a new adventure that they're going into.
Whenever someone gets a new job, we're like, this is the win.
Yeah,
for real.
So,
same with sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Definitely. So we try and you know, push people to be the better versions of themselves through the sneakers that brought us together. And if we can help someone, we will go and help someone, you know, regardless of whether it's a pickup, but I mean, just life skills and, you know, life advice. So it's part of this, the Real Soul family. Yes, we are for shoes. We are for, you know, meetups and having a good time. But there's also the, you know, the human aspect of it that we also try to push. You know, every Tuesday I'm there. My DM's open for anyone who wants to talk about anything. So, you know, we try and push, you know, people to grow within the family. You know, that's how we try and work.
I think John's always said it's more than sneakers.
Yeah, much cheaper.
Definitely.
Yeah. I actually ended up getting involved through, I think Offspring put out, there was a post about coming down to pickups, and I think some French said something in one of the comments about, you know, oh, we're meeting up at the pub or whatever. Yeah. And I replied to his comment saying, oh, like, where are you guys? And he DM'd me and he's like, oh, here's my number. Give me a call when you're done. And I was like, who is French? And so afterwards, I literally called him. I was like, hi, I'm Sneakers John. Where are you? He said, oh, we're just across the road. Like, come out and meet us. I came out and there's everyone standing outside on the corner with their bags, and like instantly, like Casper just threw his arms around me and hugged me. I was like, "This is my guy."
Yeah.
And then French did the same, and I was like, "These are my people." Like
I literally kind of felt like that.
Found my tribe.
The first mate,
it was weird because I remember seeing you guys before. Like my first ever raffle win was the Shaw Motherspoons.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean,
nice.
Fine.
Yeah, no, it's humble brag. But I came to a couple of other pickups. I remember the same thing with you. Like, I saw these group of people just hanging out, taking pictures. Like, oh, that looks cool. But I don't feel that comfortable being in, like, a clique.
Yeah.
And so that kind of put me off thinking it was that. But then when I realized it was the Real Soul family, and I was like, it's actually more of a family than a clique.
Yeah.
That's what made me want to be involved.
Yeah.
When I saw that side of it.
We've always tried to nurture that a bit. And we're trying to do a bit more of it on the Instagram and things like that with actually, you know, I think we've started up something that we're Member trying Mondays. To call, which is Member Mondays. We're like one Monday in, but it's essentially we're trying to post up more about the individual people and who they are, because at the minute you're just seeing their feet. And it's not what we're actually about really behind the scenes. Yeah. I mean,
on feet, yeah, it's a thing.
Apparently,
yeah.
Maybe with no shoes, but hey.
I think we're coming up to near the end. Did you want to run through the individual shoes that people brought?
So what I decided, we keep bringing down shoes, but we never really talk about any of the shoes we brought.
Yeah.
So I thought we might each want to talk about one shoe in particular. Maybe if there's more, but one shoe in particular that you brought down. Just a little background.
Okay.
I'll start, and this will give you an idea about what's wrong with me. So, this is a very special dunk to me. It was an Easter drop.
Wow.
From 2000 and... Is this before they started putting dates in? 2005. All lasered, one piece. If you guys are listening, It's got like bunny details in it, and it's been laser etched, so there's no stitching on it at all. And a pink bottom, yellow stitching along the midsole. They're really gorgeous, but I couldn't find them in my size. Mm-hmm. So I bought them anyway.
As you did.
Didn't buy them to swap or sell. I just wanted to own them because as far as I'm concerned, they're bloody gorgeous. And I couldn't not have them.
Mm.
And this was, I brought it down because this was why, part of the reason why I stopped buying shoes this year. I have so many shoes that I haven't worn and can't wear.
Yeah.
It seems ridiculous.
They're just piling up.
I do actually sit in my house in these. Like, I wear them like flip-flops.
They're
just house slippers. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah.
We're going to have to get some nice B-roll to kind of overlay while you're talking, while we're doing that.
I'll try and post some on my Instagram. So you guys, if you're just listening, you can check them out on Sneakers John.
Yeah.
Cool.
What about you, JP?
So... As I said in a previous episode, for me, a lot of buying sneakers is about a story behind the sneaker. So I brought this today because the story behind this sneaker.
And which shoe is this?
This is the Red 3 Cement, which came out a few weeks ago on All-Star Weekend. And they're pretty much sitting everywhere, but I was in Amsterdam when these dropped, and I walked into Oakrium, shout out Oakrium in Amsterdam, and I walked in there, and behind the glass cabinet, they were sitting there, and on the back, they had the Chai.
Ooh, yep.
On the back, which supposedly these were only available in Chicago over the weekend with the Chai on the back. Everything else had Air on the back. And that's my story. And it was like, I've got to get them. And this was my first pair of threes. So, yeah,
here we go.
So for the audio listeners, this won't be very good, this little bit. But when he says the Chai on the back, there's the three letters where there would be the template that says Nike Air on the heel, but this actually says Nike Chai for Chicago. I've brought a few pairs, but I wanted to talk quickly about the Hanon Mizuno. And I'm probably butchering both pronunciations because that's just what I do. But these are the Sky Medals, so it's a vintage silhouette that they've kind of they've redone, and this is basically made to look like their distillery in Scotland. And yeah, I mean it's a whiskey distillery, and I think these are called it's called Angel's Share, which is essentially the bit of air that goes into the whiskey barrel that kind of gets lost, and they call it the Angel's Share because you know it oxidizes, it goes up to the heavens. And so this actually it's made to look like the landscape around the distillery. So you've got the sort of, it's like nice fields, blue skies, bit of snow-capped toe box, but these are really good quality.
I love the cord as well.
So they're nice corduroy. They're really good quality. The tongue is a bit like an Asics Geolite 3, where you've kind of got that split tongue down the middle. They're really comfortable. And I feel like it's a good opener. I mean, I've got plenty of pairs that aren't Nike or Adidas, but I feel like we could probably need to give a bit more of a spotlight to the other brands who are doing pairs like these, where the quality is a lot better than what the main brands are doing. You know, and this was like 130 quid. So.
And they're collabing. So Mizuno, if you're watching, shout out. We collab with you.
Yeah. Sure, I mean, why not? Yeah.
You know, we're good.
Zim is limited on pairs, but...
You know what? I'm just going to take this shoe out right now.
He's taking the shoe off of his foot, if you're just listening.
So if anybody knows
stinks.
Me... If anybody knows me, I don't wear new shoes quite often. I have a lot of pairs, but they're mostly sat in a box. I just don't have time to wear them.
Everybody boo this man.
Yeah, and they're caught art. So this one is my first pair of Sakai Waffles, and I absolutely love it. I love this shoe. And so when I got it, I was like, you know, I need to put it on foot, otherwise people are going to hate me and it's going to sit in a box. So it's like, need to undress it. So undress it. I love it. First pair of Sakai, pretty comfortable. Not very good for driving, though. That heel doesn't work for me. Absolutely doesn't work for me. So, but if you look over there, those are my Prestos for my driving shoes.
I love those.
But these ones I really like. They needed a lace swap, though. Not a big fan of the ribbon laces.
Are you not tempted to dye the midsole black as well?
No, I like it like this. I like a little bit of contrast to it.
I'd bang some white laces in.
Yeah, and I just think, and if you find some white laces, probably someone around you with white laces, I'll just take them.
Yeah,
I'm sure there are a few pair of white laces around
you. So, but no, this is good. This is one of my favorite pairs at the moment. Nice.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Perfect.
Well, that's it for today's episode, guys. Thanks for watching. If you have any comments or questions, please put them in the section below. But in the meantime, subscribe, check out our Instagram, The Real Soul Family. I am Sneakers John, Sneakers J-O-N.
I am Zim, Z33M. Got it right.
I'm Jamie, JP.Kicks10.
I am Leon Avery, Z33MA.
Please don't go to that one.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for watching.
Perfect. Bye. And the clap to ride it out.